ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗೋ ನಾಮ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶೋಧ್ಯಾಯಃ. ಶೌರ್ಯಂ ತೇಜೋ ಧೃತಿರ್ದಾಕ್ಷ್ಯಂ ಯುದ್ಧೇ ಚಾಪ್ಯಪಲಾಯನಂ ದಾನಮೀಶ್ವರ ಭಾವಶ್ಚ ಕ್ಷಾತ್ರಂ ಕರ್ಮ ಸ್ವಭಾವಜಂ. So now we are seeing how the choice of actions, interests, inclinations are all determined by the predominance of guna. So a person who is predominantly rajasic who is a kshatriya, we can see all these things found in a kshatriya who is predominantly rajasic: heroism, power, strong will, and all resources in terms of knowledge, in terms of wealth also, resourcefulness, and not running away from battle, showing the back, magnanimity, generosity, and commanding lordship. All these are the characteristics of a kshatriya. Which are naturally there in the part of person who is predominantly rajasic. We saw that last class. We are going to see the next verse, 44th verse. Krishi gaurakshya vanijyam vaishya karma swabhavajam. See, the characteristic feature is expression of this swabhava, nature. The nature is in keeping with predominance of guna, given guna. Now we are going to see the characteristics of a Vaishya and a Shudra, what they are inclined for. Characteristics of Vaishya and Shudra, thereby we can understand what Vaishya and Shudra are inclined for based on their nature. Krishi gaurakshya vanijyam vaishya karma swabhavajam. Krishi gaurakshya vanijyam vaishya karma swabhavajam. ಪರಿಚರ್ಯಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕರ್ಮ ಶೂದ್ರಸ್ಯಾಪಿ ಸ್ವಭಾವಜಂ. ಪರಿಚರ್ಯಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕರ್ಮ, ಪರಿಚರ್ಯಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕರ್ಮ ಶೂದ್ರಸ್ಯಾಪಿ ಸ್ವಭಾವಜಂ. ಸೋ ದಿ ಚಾಯ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್, ದಿ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್ based on the predominance of tamoguna, expression of nature of Vaishya and Shudra are discussed in this verse. In the first line, Bhagavan talks about the nature of Vaishya. Second, he talks about Shudra. So, Krishi, Gaurakshya, Vanijyam, Vaishya Karma, Swabhavajam, Paricharyatmakam Karma, Shudrasya Api Swabhavajam. Vanijyam means commerce, business. So business or commerce becomes the profession of a Vaishya. If business and commerce become the profession of a Vaishya, means naturally It is the Vaishya who is involved in distributing all the things required for living his life. All the materials. So supplier of all forms of materials, distributor of all forms of materials required for living this life. See, so the materials required for take your life required for living a day-to-day life, food, etc. to household materials. Then materials required for doing agriculture. Materials required for running a machinery manufacturing company. Is a machinery manufacturing company or textile industry or any other industry or an agricultural farm or even every home, household needs. Everywhere the materials, the things, ingredients, needs are different. But a supplier of all these varieties of materials, distributor of materials is a Vaishya. Now, everything is available in every place. So different materials, different ingredients, different objects are available in different places. His job is what? Collect them, gather them, then distribute them. So collecting, gathering, then distributing all the things, all the materials to people of all places is what? Vaishya's profession. So Bhagavan says it, Krishihi. Krishihi literally means agriculture. So Krishihi implies not only agricultural products, any product, any manufactured thing. So any company, any industry is involved in producing, manufacturing, making things. Also can be included in this what? The word Krishihi. Krishihi literally means agriculture. Vaishya is the one, the supplier, the distributor of not only agricultural products, but all forms of products, So different companies, industries, manufacture, produce different things. So Vaishya is the one who is involved in distributing agricultural products or other machinery products in terms of machineries, etc. to people of different places who are in need of them. Okay, next. So Gaurakshyam. Go means cow. Rakshyam, Gaurakshyam means rearing the cattle or protecting cows. What does it mean? See, cattle rearing itself, one of the important jobs. Because cows, protecting cows, take care, always if we rear cows, etc., they also contribute for our economic growth. So cows are highly contributive. They give milk, they give everything cow gives. And by selling the excess of milk to other people, the person can make money also, having cattle wealth. So cattle itself, having cows itself is a big wealth. One of the forms of having wealth. Therefore, cattle also, even in the UK we see that. The farms, maybe you don't have cows. People who live in villages, interior countrysides, they own cows. That's how the milk is taken by the company and gets processed and gets packed, and you won't buy in supermarket all pasteurized milk. So cows, cattle rearing definitely contribute for economic growth. Therefore, Bhagavan mentions here, Krishihi, mean manufacturing companies, industries which contribute productions, agriculture products, and then cattle rearing, all these, okay, this Bhagavan mentions Gaurakshyam. Then Vanijyam. Vanijyam literally means business or commerce, trade, trading. Vanijyam means trade, business, commerce. You can include exchange also. Okay, now all this, okay, so distribution of agricultural industrial products, but rearing cows contributing for economic growth by supplying even products of, okay, the cattle. Then Vanijyam, otherwise also trading, exchange, etc. All these become, all these become the duties. You can say activities of Vaishya. So Vaishya, in fact, takes care of the economic growth of any place. So Kshatriya's duty is defense. So Vaishya takes care of economic growth. The Department of Defense is taken care of by Kshatriyas, and economy is taken care of by Vaishyas. So both are important. Vaishya takes care of the economic growth within the country. Kshatriyas take care of the defense department, that they stand the borders and protect the country. Everything is important. Without the country's borders are not protected, you cannot peacefully, no trading can happen, no business can happen within the country also. So life itself will be a problem. So defense department is important. So that this trading business also is important for maintaining the social order. And this, why some people are interested in trading business. So they have certain, the predominance of guna in a person is such that they're inclined for choosing certain duties, certain activities. The choice of job activities, inclinations are purely based on the predominance of guna. If we see people interested in trading, business, etc., we can say they are of Vaishya Vritti. So no, the person of no Varna is looked upon as inferior person. All are equally given importance and respect because all their contributions are important for maintaining the social order. So Kshatriya is not superior, Vaishya is not inferior. So Shastra's classification of people as Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha, Shudraha, Vaishyaha is purely based on their inclinations, the choice of actions in keeping with the predominance of the gunas. All of them contribute. Kshatriyas do contribute for the welfare of the society, Of course, Kshatriyas do contribute for the welfare of the society. Brahmanas do contribute for the welfare of the society. They are the people who teach. They not only teaching, in teaching Dharma also. Of course, Shudras also contribute for the welfare of the society. So, people of no Varna are considered inferior or low. No. Because all of them contribute equally. Thereby, all of them contribute for maintaining the social order. Harmony, social harmony is maintained only when all of them, people of all four Varnas, contribute for the welfare of the society by doing things involving themselves in activities and keeping inclinations based on their own, their predominance of the guna. So, no profession is unwanted, unimportant. The professions of all people of all four Varnas, the jobs of people of all four Varnas are equally important for the strength, life, health of the social setup. In fact, in Purusha Suktam, people of all four Varnas are beautifully personified, presented as the four organs of Bhagavan, the Virat Purusha. The entire society is Bhagavan. The entire society is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the name of the whole society. The whole society as Bhagavan is personified as the one with the head, hands, legs and feet. So that's a, and in that, he's called Virat Purusha. So Virat Purusha is a thing none other than personification of Bhagavan in the form of the society, or society looked upon as Bhagavan is personified. And the four organs of Bhagavan in our society are none other than four people of four Varnas who constitute, who form the entire society. Brahmanasya mukhamasit. So Brahmana is the face of Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? Bhagavan was society. Bahura janya kritaha. Shoulders of Bhagavan are Kshatriyas, kings. Puru tadasya yadvaishyaha. The thighs of the Virat Purusha, Bhagavan, the personification of society, thighs are Vaishyas. And the feet sent for Bhagavan, Shudras. So, which part is not important for, important here? Without feet, movement is not possible. Without thighs, again, feet can be connected with the trunk. And without hands, shoulders, many things cannot be done. Without head, nothing can move. So head is important, shoulders are important, thighs are important, feet are important. Only then the whole person, the whole being can be healthy, functional. It's complete. Without head it is incomplete. Without hands it is incomplete. Without thighs it will be incomplete. Without feet also the form will be incomplete. The Bhagavan in the society is endowed with our people of all four classes. All of them contribute for maintaining social harmony, social wellness, welfare. Therefore, again, it will make it very clear. The 44th verse also, 44th verse onwards, we saw the 44th verse, 42nd, 43rd and 44th verses, 44th. In all three verses, Bhagavan discussed. Bhagavan discussed the characteristics of people of four classes. The classification of which, the classification of people is purely based on the inclinations, the choice of jobs, based on the predominance of guna. Now, we're going to see hereafter the following verses. By way of discussing the characteristics of people of four classes, the classifications of people, Bhagavan actually discusses the two important disciplines emphasized, emphatically taught in the Shastram, also in Bhagavad Gita. What are they? Karma Yogaha and Jnana Yogaha. Karma Yogaha and Jnana Yogaha. So, from 41st verse onwards, Bhagavan actually presents the summary of Karma Yoga only. He reproduces, Bhagavan again discusses the main topic of Karma Yoga. Okay, in 9 verses, the 41st verse onwards, up to the 49th verse. What? Bhagavan is discussing the topic of Karma Yoga, but now we are learning all about the Varnas. All people of the characteristics of people of four classes. Yes. In order to make us understand Karma Yoga better, Bhagavan includes the discussion on people of four classes and their choice of jobs, etc., inclinations, etc. Let me remind you again, Bhagavan briefs, summarizes Karma Yoga in 9 verses from the 41st up to the 49th verse. We have seen up to only 44th verse. Which means Bhagavan, you know, gives importance for Sudharma. Everyone has to do one's own duty. One should not see. Also, if a person has to become mentally disciplined, a person has purushartha nischaya. To attain moksha, one has to have jnanam. To have attain jnanam, one must become mentally sharp, mentally stable, emotionally stable, intellectually sharp. One must have adequate degree of mental preparedness. Mentally, one must become pure and steady, for which one has to live a life of karma yoga. Which means living a life of karma yoga means one of the aspects of karma yoga is what? One must do one's own duties. Okay? One must do one's own duties, because doing one's own duties with a focused attention without any distraction will enable a person to become mentally disciplined. Enable person to become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Therefore, Bhagavan emphasizes doing one's own duty. Swadharma anushthanam is emphasized by Bhagavan. Emphasized. And doing one's own duty, swadharma also, how one should do. So, performing one's own duties, Sodharma Anushtanam also, with a proper attitude, as an offering to Bhagavan, thereby converting one's own duty into worship. So one must do one's duties, and doing one's duty also must be in conformity with dharma and as an offering to Bhagavan. Becomes karma yoga. So living life karma yoga itself is what? Doing one's own duty with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan itself is worship. This Bhagavan, of course, in the previous chapters, many verses Bhagavan already discussed this fact. So converting work into worship is what? Living a life of karma yoga helps a person convert his actions into yoga, preparatory discipline. We have seen that. Okay. Therefore, first he discussed how Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras and Brahmanas. So they're all none other than people, the four people of four classes who constitute the entire society. All of them are inclined to do certain duties, certain activities. And the inclination for doing certain activities is because of or in keeping with the predominance of the guna. Swabhavajam karma. Swabhavajam karma means what? Natural inclination. An action naturally inclined. Whoever is naturally inclined to do certain action, actually interested in certain actions, and why one person has this interest, other person has some other interest. This is what we say swabhavajam. The different inclinations, different interests of different people, based on the predominance of guna. So, the people of all four classes are important. Their activities are important. So all of them, choosing their actions in keeping with their aptitude, in keeping with their predominance of guna and the child, or their interest in inclinations, they contribute for the social harmony. So all are equally revered. So, Kshatriya by doing his Kshatriya's duty, a Vaishya by doing his Vaishya's duty, a Shudra by doing his Shudra's duty, Brahmana by doing his Brahmana's duty. Here none is forced to do, Shudra is not forced to do this, what he is inclined to do. The choice of action is in keeping his own inclination. So whatever one is inclined to do, thereby the duties are ordained here. And when people of all four classes, by doing their duties with proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan in conformity with dharma, they all contribute for the welfare of the entire society. Paricharyatmakam karma shudras. See, paricharya means service. Service means all physical activities also. All forms of physical activities. We'll be seeing again. Let me make it very clear. Okay. Next verse. Sve sve karmanya bhirata samsiddhim labhate naraha. Sve sve karmanya bhirata samsiddhim labhate naraha. Swakarma nirata siddhim yatha vindati tachrunu. So having discussed briefly about people of different classes, inclined for different activities, with the based on their nature. Now, Bhagavan actually discusses Karma Yoga from this 45th verse. Sve sve karmanya bhiratas samsiddhim labhate naraha swakarma niratas siddhim yathavindati tachrunu. Our Pujya Swamiji really loves these verses. Sve sve karmanya bhiratas samsiddhim labhate naraha swakarma niratas siddhim yathavindati tachrunu. Sve sve karmanya bhiratas samsiddhim labhate naraha. Swakarma niratas siddhim yathavindati tachrunu. Okay. Here Bhagavan says, Sve Sve Karmani, in one's own duty. Sve Sve Karmani, in one's own duty, in his own duty, in her own duty. Here the Naraha is mentioned. So Naraha, the person, Abhirataha. Abhirataha means involved. Abhirataha, sve sve karmani, involved in one's own duty, involved in his own duty, or engaged in one's own duty, engaged in his own duty. Sve sve karmani abhirataha, engaged or involved, entertained in one's own duty. Naraha, Naraha, a person, Siddhim Labhate, a person, Siddhim Labhate, accomplishes success, attains success. Siddhim Labhate, attains success. Yatha, how? Engaging oneself in one's own duty, a person attains success in terms of purity. Samsiddhi means absolute success. How? Tadyatha. How? Swakarma nirataha. See, nirataha means one who is engrossed, involved. Swakarma. The person who is involved or engaged in one's own duty. So karma nirataha, how a person who is engaged in his own or her own duty, siddhim vindati, attains, in this context, attains success in terms of purity. Please make note, siddhihi means success. Even attaining mental purification is success. So purity, there's a two levels of purity. Relative purity and absolute purity. Siddhim vindati. Here, purity. How a person who is engaged in his own duty accomplishes purity, attains purity. Tat shunu, may you listen to that. Shunu means may you listen. See, Naraha, sve sve karmani abhirataha siddhim labhate. A person attains success in terms of purity. Remaining engaged in his own duty, one's own duty. Shunu, Arjuna, listen. Yatha swakarma nirataha siddhim vindati tat shunu. Please listen. I'm going to tell you now how A person who is engaged in his own duty attains success in terms of purity. Tachrunu. Vindati means attains. How? Listen to me. I'm going to teach you that. The Bhagavan says. So, see, Bhagavan wants to make one thing very clear. See, in order to live a life of karma yoga, in order to convert your action into worship, in order to convert your action into a preparatory discipline which contributes for your mental purification, mental steadiness, the qualifications required for the attainment of knowledge, one need not change anything. There's no need for a person to change the job he's doing, to change the place where he's living. You need not change anything. People want to change their jobs, change their professions, change their place of living, change their, they want to change their friends. People want to change. But Shastram says, no, one need not change anything. For what? All that you need to do is, you need to convert your action. People want to change for their happiness. They think, maybe I'll feel better in that place. Maybe if I change the job, I'll feel better with this person. That's not true. Shastram says, all that you need to do is convert your action into worship. Converting one's action into worship means what? Converting karma into worship means conversion of karma into karma yoga is conversion of karma into worship. So to convert that, physically nothing. What you need to do, that has to be done physically. But attitudinal change is important. Attitudinal change is important. Same action you are doing, same eating, same going, same job you are doing, but there's a change in your attitude. Attitudinal change must happen. So sve sve karmani abhiratha. Engaging oneself in one's own duty or one's own job, one's own profession, is one's own choice. Okay, if a person has chosen to do a given action, given duty, given profession, given job, that becomes his duty. So sve sve karmani abhirataha, remaining in one's own profession, a chosen job, and has to perform it with a proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan. So sve sve karmani abhirataha, engaging oneself in one's own chosen job, chosen profession. One should perform it, the total involvement, the total dedication, to attentiveness. Thereby, one can become more proficient in one's own job. Thereby, the quality of the action becomes improved. So what? Thereby, in due course of time, samsiddhim labhate naraha. Samsiddhi means a person attains success in terms of mental purification. So initially a person is not pure enough, adequately pure. Certain degree of purity the person has, but he is not adequately pure. Thereby he is adequately qualified for the attainment of jnanam. But because of this proper attitude with which he performs his duty, with attentiveness, in due course of time, this person attains success in terms of mental purification. Okay. Here, samsiddhihi means antahkarna shuddhihi. Please make a note. Here, samsiddhihi means antahkarna shuddhihi. Antahkarna shuddhihi. So, mental purification does not happen overnight. Mental purification means having one's emotions managed. Having the capacity to manage one's emotions. That, you know, the violent thoughts arise. Desires, likes and desires, likes and dislikes, anger, hatred, fear, jealousy, greed. These are not created by us. All these emotions are very much there in subconscious. They remain dormant and latent. As long as they do not surface, we think we are all very good people. But they do surface. They are not newly created. All these emotions are naturally already there in our subconscious, dormant and latent. But they surface. When they surface, we think they're freshly, they're newly rising. No. No emotion newly rises. Whatever is already latent, dormant in the subconscious, alone surfaces. So the external situations become instrumental. The people whom we mix with, associate with, the jobs we do, our acquaintances, our people's behaviors, external situations become instrumental to trigger those emotions that they surface. So there are natural, all emotions rising in all the minds, all of us are very natural. So we cannot undo them, nor can we suppress them, nor does Shastram expect us to suppress also. But Shastram says we have to manage them, we have to handle them. So being able to manage them, handle them, is said to be relative purification. So samsiddhi here means relative purification, which is an accomplishment. A person becomes relatively pure, which is a success, relative success. So, samsiddhi implies a person becomes adequately qualified for the attainment of jnanam. So, the naraha, samsiddhim labhate means a person attains success in terms of, attains relative success in terms of mental preparedness, mental purification, mental steadiness. How? Just by doing his duties, without changing anything, just doing whatever on his ordained to do, whatever one has to do as a duty, doing the duty with the proper attitude, in conformity with dharma, as an offering to Bhagavan, having moksha as the ultimate goal, and a person performs, definitely in due course of time, that person attains relative success in terms of mental preparedness required for the attainment of jnanam. Samsiddhim naraha labhate katam sve sve karmani abhirataha. Okay, now Bhagavan tells, oh, swakarma nirataha katam siddhim vindati. How does a person involved in his own duties attain success? Listen, Bhagavan is going to say that. How does he attain success in terms of mental purification? Next verse. And the 46th verse, Bhagavan says exactly how one can convert one's action into worship. How one can convert one's duty into action, into preparatory discipline, karma yoga. Yatav pravruttir bhotanam. Yatav, Swamiji just adores this verse. Okay. Yatav pravruttir bhotanam. Yatav pravruttir bhotanam. Yena sarvamidam tatam swakarmanatam abhyachya siddhim vindati manavaha. Yatav pravruttir bhotanam. Yatav pravruttir bhotanam. Yena sarvamidam tatam swakarmanatam abhyarchya siddhim vindati manavaha. Yatav pravruttir bhotanam yena sarvamidam tatam swakarmanatam abhyarchya siddhim vindati manavaha. So Bhagavan says, manavaha vindati. Manavaha means manushyaha. Vindati means attains. Manavaha vindati, manushyaha vindati means a person, naraha vindati. A person attains, a person accomplishes. Attains what? Siddhim. Manavaha siddhim vindati. Arjuna, a person attains success, relative success in terms of mental purification, purity. Why? Absolute success is absolute purity. That is in jnanam. Attainment of jnanam is absolute purity. Attainment of mental qualification required for the attainment of jnanam is relative success. It is relative purity. So a person attains siddhim. Manavaha siddhim vindati means a person attains purity. It's a relative success. How? Abhyarchya. Katam abhyarchya. See, architva, otherwise abhyarchya. Having worshipped. Abhyarchya means having worshipped, means by worshipping. By worshipping Bhagavan, a person attains success in terms of relative purity. How does this person worship Bhagavan to attain success? Swakarmana abhyarchya. Having worshipped Bhagavan, swakarmana, by doing his own duties, through his own duty. So a person attains relative success in terms of mental purification by worshipping Bhagavan through one's own duty. Swakarmana. Through one's own duty, worshipping Lord, one attains relative success in the purity. Worshipping whom? Tam. Kam abhyarchya. Tam abhyarchya. Worshipping Bhagavan. Tam means him. Him here means what? Bhagavan. Ishwaraha, the Lord. Worshipping that Bhagavan. So by worshipping through one's own duty, by worshipping that Lord through one's own duty, a person attains purity. Which Lord? Who is Ishvara? Yataha pravrittihi. The Lord from whom alone பூதானாம் பிரவருத்திகி. பிரவருத்திகி மீன்ஸ் ஒரிஜினேஷன். பிளீஸ் மேக் நோட், பிரவருத்திகி இஸ் அ ஸ்திலிங்க சப்தா, ஒரிஜினேஷன். யதஹா ஃப்ரம் ஹோம் பூதானாம் பிரவருத்திகி, தி ஒரிஜினேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஹேப்பன்ஸ். பூதானாம் பிரவருத்திகி யதஹா பவதி, ஃப்ரம் ஹோம் அலோன் தி ஒரிஜினேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஹேப்பன்ஸ். தென் ஏன இதம் சர்வம் ததம், அண்ட் த லார்ட் பை ஹோம் சர்வம் இதம், ஆல் திஸ் ததம் இஸ் பர்வேடட். சதம் இதம் சர்வம் ததம், சர்வம் இதம் ததம், ஆல் திஸ் இஸ் பர்வேடட். சோ ஹேவிங் வர்ஷிப்ட் ஆர் பை வர்ஷிப்பிங் the Lord from whom the origination of all beings happens, yena and by whom all this is pervaded, worshipping that Lord through one's own duty, a person attains purity. This is the literal meaning here of the verse. See how the verse in second chapter, karma karmanyeva adhikaraste, all those verses are important. Similarly, this is also an important verse. First of all, to convert one's any action you do into a discipline, what one needs first is attitude. All actions are performed as an offering to Bhagavan. Why? The life itself is lived, no doubt. The life is lived definitely, ultimately for discovering fullness of happiness as the Swarupam of Paramatma, obtaining in one's own mind as one's own self. Therefore, any karma performed here is only for mental purification. The karma, of course, is performed to take care of the needs for this life. Still, karma is also performed having the focus on mental preparedness. Thereby, all actions become offered to Bhagavan. So, performing all one's actions as an offering to Bhagavan is what? There's an attitude. So, attitude of performing actions with an attitude of offering to Bhagavan is very important. The Ishwarpana Buddhihi. Then whatever result comes, whatever situation one has to face in life, every day once you wake up until you fall asleep, we have to go through the experience of pairs of opposites. And they're all, what are that? All the experiences we go through in life are nothing but the results, the translations of punya papams which you have accumulated as a result of actions performed in previous lives. Okay, all the situations which you are going through in this present life, every day you wake up until you fall asleep, we do go through pairs of opposite experiences. All those experiences are desirable, undesirable experience, present and unpleasant situations. All of them are nothing but translations of the punya papams we have accumulated as a result of our action we performed in the previous lives. Remember what? All of them, all the results are, all situations are definitely ordained, determined by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws. Therefore, what? We need not blame anybody. Because of my mother, because of my father, because of my sister, because of my brother, because of my brother-in-law, because of my relatives, because of my friends, because of my associates, because of my trust, I have to go through suffering with problems. No. All acquaintances are only instrumental for what we have to go through in life. Of course, they are instrumental. So we think they're responsible for what we go through, the lot. So all that opposite we go through are determined by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws in keeping with what Punya Bhava we have in our account. Okay, therefore, once we understand this fact, then it is possible for us to see all situations as Lord-ordained situations, law-ordained situations as Lord-ordained situations. Then one more fact is, all the situations, all desirable, undesirable, pleasant, unpleasant situation experiences, all of them are subject to time. There's no permanent pleasure, no permanent failure, there's no permanent defeat, there's no permanent dishonor, there's no permanent success, there's no permanent pain, there's a permanent pleasure, permanent success, permanent failure, permanent loss, permanent gain, permanent painer. No, not everything is impermanent. All situations come and go. So with this understanding, we can accept them with sameness of mind. Okay? If we understand the nature of the situations, nature of results of actions, we understand how they're all ordained by Bhagavan in the form of law and order, then we can accept them with sameness of mind, looking at them as prasada. So the attitude of looking at all situations, having an attitude of looking at all situations as Bhagavan's prasada, that way accepting them with sameness of mind also enables a person to convert one's life into a life of worship. This is another thing. And the third important thing is, we see Bhagavan is the bestower of results of actions. In everything I go through in my life, nobody in the world is responsible for all that I'm going through in my life. Anything and everything I have to face in my life is determined by Bhagavan in the form of law and order. But Bhagavan is the unseen hands of Bhagavan or involved in determining my results, situations. Bhagavan is karma phaladata. So my own previous actions contributed for the present results which I'm going through, and they're determined by Bhagavan in the form of law and order. And then, above all, whatever is the karma duty, unless and until I commit myself to live a life of dharma, I choose to do right action, choose to refrain from the wrong action, making use of my willpower, making use of my knowledge of right and wrong, there's no way of remaining equanimous in life. No way of having mental purification. So, very important to do one's duties in conformity with dharma. This is how, so commitment to dharma, performing all one's duties in conformity with dharma, with proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, and accepting everything which comes in life as Bhagavan ordained result in keeping with one's own past karma. This is the attitude. This helps one to convert one's action into worship. This is what is Karma Yoga. This is what Karma Yoga mentioned briefly. So this Ishwarpana Buddhi in doing actions, Ishwar Prasada Buddhi in receiving results, situations. That way there's always conscious of maintaining one's mental equanimity. In success, there's no elation. In failure, there's no dejection. Very important is mental equanimity. Always maintaining one's mental equanimity, remaining the same without elation and dejection in all situations, understanding the nature that they all come and go, nothing is permanent, and they are determined by Bhagawan in the form of law and order. Bhagawan is the determiner of my results, what I'm going through in my life. They come and go. Therefore, there's always an amazing attitude of looking at everything as Bhagawan's prasada. If this, with this attitude, if I perform actions, with the attitude, accept every situation in my life with the sameness of mind as prasada, then my life becomes worship. So Bhagavan says, Yataha Bhutanam Pravrittihi. The one, Bhagavan, from whom the origination of all beings happens, is Bhagavan as the absolute reality is the only source of origination of all beings. Bhagavan is the only source of origination of all beings. Why? Bhagavan is the absolute reality, ultimate truth. Bhagavan is another than the very reality endowed with the power, the manifestation of which is the creation of the universe, resolution of which is the dissolution of the universe. For Bhagavan is the one. The very truth endowed with the power is Ishvara. Absolute reality endowed with the power is Bhagavan Ishvara. Therefore, Bhagavan is the source of origination of all beings. Bhagavan is the only source of resolution of all beings. Bhagavan is the one who sustains all the beings also. Yataha Bhutanam Pravrti, Bhagavan is the one from whom the origination of all beings happens. Yatah Pravrtir Bhutanam Yena Idam Sarvam Tatam. And it is Bhagavan as the truth. This Bhagavan, by Bhagavan in the name of truth, this entire universe, everything in the world is in and through pervaded. Everything in this cosmos, universe is in and through pervaded by Bhagavan in the form of truth. Yena idam sarvam tatam, the one by whom everything is pervaded. And that is Bhagavan. The Bhagavan is in the form of law and order. Tam swakarmana abhyarcha, by worshipping that Bhagavan through one's own duty. Worshipping Bhagavan through one's own duty means what? Doing one's duties properly in conformity with dharma, prayerfully, worshipfully, performing with an attitude, proper attitude, that performing one's actions as an offering to Bhagavan, and always maintaining equanimity in all situations, remaining the same, accepting all situations as prasada, gift from Bhagavan, is what? Abhyarchanam, worshipping Bhagavan. Okay. So through one's own duty, worshipping in Bhagavan, if a person lives life karma yoga, then his life itself becomes life of worship. It is the attitude with which he performs, attitude with which he faces situations, and his commitment to dharma becomes worship. In due course of time, such a lifestyle, in due course of time, amazingly will contribute for adequate mental purification, mental stillness. The person will be blessed with all qualifications he needs to be able to attain knowledge. This is success. Unqualified person becoming qualified for the attainment of jnanam is success. Siddhihi. Accomplishment. Yes, that is also accomplishment. Unqualified person becoming qualified for the attainment of jnanam is success. Accomplishment. Indiscipline becoming disciplined is a success. How? By worshipping Bhagavan. Now, who is Bhagavan? Oh, Bhagavan is the truth. Only truth which alone is in the form of material cause of the universe. The power of the reality is the material cause of the universe. The source of the power is the intelligent cause of the universe. So Bhagavan is the only inseparable intelligent and material causes of the universe. Bhagavan as the intelligent and material causes of the universe is inseparably with the universe. How pervading the entire universe in and through. Yena idam sarvam tatam. Just as gold pervades the entire ornament, and here Bhagavan is both intelligent and material causes of the universe. The Bhagavan pervades everything in the universe in and through. Everything is pervaded by Bhagavan, and therefore worshipping that Bhagavan, by doing his own duties with proper attitude in conformity with Dharma, the person attains success in terms of mental qualification required for the attainment of jnanam. So we need not do anything specially, okay? Which naivedyam should I do? How much should I cook? What should I do? Don't need to worry. Just doing duty is enough. Attitude is important. Okay, next verse. Don't think I'm repeating. I'm not repeating. Bhagavad Gita repeats, okay? How many times to listen? Oh my God. Ishwarpana buddhi, prasada buddhi, coming back to dharma. How many times to listen? Just called Ishwara Abhyarchanam. I'm not repeating. Bhagavan repeats, so I have to repeat. Ishwara Abhyarchanam. Worshipping the Lord, worshipping Bhagavan through performance of one's own duties means I have to tell you all these things. Okay, next verse. Shreyan Swadharm. Okay. Shreyan Swadharm me vigun. Swadharm Shreyan Swadharme vigunaha paradharmat swanushthitat swabhavaniyatam karma kurvannapnoti kilbisham. We came across the same verse before also. Shreyan swadharme vigunaha paradharmat swanushthitat shreyan swadharme vigunaha paradharmat swanushthitat swabhavaniyatam karma kurvannapnoti kilbisham. Swabhavaniyatam karma kurvannapnoti kilbisham. Swabhavaniyatam karma kurvannapnoti kilbisham. Shreyan swadharme vigunaha paradharmat swanushthitat swabhavaniyatam karma kurvannapnoti kilbisham. Okay. So Bhagavan says, see, earlier was he emphasized doing one's duties and converting it as a worship. So worshipping Bhagavan through one's own duty to attain success. We saw success means mental purification, mental qualification. But now he says, Swadharme Vigunaha Shreyan. Vigunaha means Saguna. Viguna in this means what? With defect. Vigunaha means defective. Defective duty. Defective means what? An action performed improperly. Improperly performed duty is what of Vigunaha Swadharmaha. Vigunaha Swadharmaha means improperly performed one's own duty. Okay. Swadharmaha, one's own duty. An improperly performed one's own duty, Shreyan is better than what? Paradharmat. Then, Paradharma means duty of another person. Then another's duty, Swanishthitat, so anishthitat, Swanishthitat, so anishthitat. Then properly performed. So, performing one's own duty, improperly performed, involving oneself in improperly performed one's own duty is better than performing another's duty properly. Is it clear now? Performing one's own duty properly. Suppose, no, I do my own duty, but I don't do it properly. I do others' duty properly. Shastram says what? No. Even improperly performing one's own duty is better than performing another person's duty properly. No, I do other person's duty properly, I do it. I don't do my duty properly. Doesn't matter. Performing your own duty improperly is also better. Imagine, if you do your duty properly, that is best. But if you do your duty improperly, that's better than involving yourself in other person's duty and doing it better or properly. So proper performance of another person's duty, proper improper performance of one's own duty is better than proper performance of another person, other person's duty. Is it clear? What does it mean? Not that you must do your duty improperly. You must do your own duty. That is, your emphasis is for what? See, emphasis is not on that you can, you are not allowed to do your duty as you want improperly. No. Shastram does not say you must do your duty improperly. No, that is not the emphasis. Even if you do your duty improperly, that is better than doing somebody else's duty properly. The emphasis is you must do your duty. You must do your duty. Better know your duties and do your duties. Even if you are not proper in your duties, no, it doesn't matter. Initially, you may be doing improperly. Do your duties, focus on your duties, do your duties gradually, then become perfect in your own duties also. Initially, you may be improperly doing. Gradually, see that you become proper. You are doing your own duties properly, perfectly. Why? Because doing one's own duties improperly also is better than doing other person's duty properly. Paradharma su anishthitat paradharmat swanishthitat paradharmat vigunaha sudharmaha shreyan is better. One's own duty improperly performed also is better. Even if it is improperly performed is better than another person's duty and another's duty and properly performed another's duty. Anushtitat paradharmat. Okay. Then, swabhava niyatam karma kurvan kilbisham na apnoti. See, Bhagavan says, swabhava niyatam karma kurvan, doing, kurvan, performing, doing, karma duty, one's own duty, swabhava niyatam, ordained by, determined by one's own nature. So doing the doing duty determined by one's own nature. Swabhavanayatam karma kurvan. Swabhavanayatam means ordained by one's own nature. So performing duties determined by, ordained by one's own nature. Swabhavanayatam karma kurvan. Kilvisham na apnoti. One does not attain sin. Kilbisham means sin. Kilbisham is equal to papam. Kilbisham na apnoti. One does not incur sin. One does not attain sin. Okay? This is the literal meaning. See what happens when we choose to do certain, we in keeping our own inclination, we naturally choose to do some action, some profession, some job. After having chosen given job, a profession, in keeping with our inclination, driven by our own nature, driven by our own inclination, our own swabhava, nature, and we chose certain type of job or profession. After having chosen, then naturally we start comparing our profession with somebody else's profession. How much that money other person gets, how quickly he's able to go home, how much time does it take for him to finish his job, how much does it take for me to finish my what I have chosen to do, how much time I can save, how much money I'm getting, how long does it take, how much effort is involved. Then we compare. Oh, look at this. That fellow gets more than what I am getting, earning. That he's able to go home much earlier than me. I'm sitting here until 6 o'clock in the evening. He leaves at 4 o'clock. He finishes his job earlier. And he, look at this. Even in, he gets more than what I am getting for the type of work I am doing. I must get more than him actually. I'm getting much less than what he is getting. Even though the job, the profession which we do is somehow our own choice in keeping with our nature. But after having chosen the job also, being amidst many people, and we helplessly compare, we are driven to compare also. Isn't it which what now? Somehow slowly, somehow we are able to do other person's job better and we don't do our own thing very well. So, if I choose to do some profession which is suitable for a brahmana, the person who is by nature brahmana, gunataha brahmana, a kshatriya's work, whatever job I choose to do, it must be in keeping with my own nature. Of course it is. Then I don't compare. So what he says, your choice of the duty is a brahmana's duty. In keeping with brahmana's nature, then naturally you do that. So doing, even if you're not able to do much better, even if you're not able to do your duty as better as, the duty of other persons. Still, better doing one's own duty improperly also, initially, better than doing other person's duty properly. But because even if it is improperly you are doing, gradually you will start doing your own duty properly. You will become more perfect in your own duties. Swadharmaha shreyan. Swadharmaha sreshtaha. The best is doing one's own duty. Why Bhagavan emphasizes now? Because Arjuna is basically a Kshatriya. And he is very much inclined for Kshatriya's duty. Arjuna is by birth, he is a Kshatriya. And by nature also, he is a Kshatriya. So, his duty is to fight against Adharma, to protect Dharma as a Kshatriya, which is in keeping with his nature. Now he wants to give up his duty, wants to change his duty and going to the studying Shastram, going to the ashram, sitting somewhere. That's all he wants to change. So changing one's job, because now he finds it all, oh my God, so killing is involved, pain is involved. I don't want to do this. I don't like it. But he doesn't want to do his duty. Because it involves discomfort, it involves inconvenience, it involves some things he doesn't want to do. Therefore, Bhagavan says, no, doing one's own duty, even improperly also, is much better than doing other person's duty, even perfectly well. No, doing your own duty is important. What is better? Doing your own duty or doing other person's duty? Doing your own duty is the best. But even doing your own duty improperly is also better than doing other person's duty properly. So Bhagavan is very strict in giving his warning here. We think that is better, this is better. People always like, I want to change this house, I want to go somewhere else, I want to move from this place to another place, I want to have a better job, different job, I want to leave and go somewhere. It's all confusions. Once you've chosen a duty and do it improperly also in the beginning, gradually become perfect in what you're doing, your duties. You don't need to change it. But changing jobs, changing professions will add to more confusion, because that will not suit your nature. Choice of job must be in keeping in conformity with your nature, subhava. Temporarily, you have some fancy ideas that you want to change. That is not good. So Bhagavan says, even if you are imperfect in your duties initially, doesn't matter. Do your own duties. Gradually you can become perfect. Even however perfectly you can do other person's duty also, that is not good. Doing your own duty imperfectly is also better than doing perfectly other person's duty. Svabhava niyatam karma kurvan purushara kilvisham na ap. Why? Because if you do your duties, then you never incur sin. If you do your duty, you don't incur sin. If you do other person's duty, you don't accumulate punyam. It becomes, in fact, you must do your duty to avoid incurring papam. So once you do other person's duty, doing other person's duty will not make you earn papam. If you do other person's duty, your own duty becomes neglected. If you neglect your duty, you will have papa. Okay? Not doing what should be done by you, not doing what should be done by you, will make you incur papam. If you do others' duty, then you are ignoring your own duty. Ignoring one's own duty will result in accumulating papam. So better, you need not do other person's duty perfectly also. Better focus on your own duty and do your duty. Even if you are imperfect in your duty, doesn't matter, do it. Gradually become perfect. Thereby what happens? You will not incur papam, incur sin. Because your duty means that the whatever you have chosen as your profession, ordained by your own nature. Svabhavanitam karma. See, now I'm only introducing the verses and we're breaking the words, understand literal meanings. After completing 18 chapters only, we'll be redoing the Bhagavad Gita, we're seeing important topics and the gist of essence of every chapter we're going to see. Okay, that's why then you'll enjoy it better then, because now you're So many things are going into your head. Gradually you understand everything. Okay? So stop the class now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.